Hearing is conditional use number 2067, Stokely Materials LLC.
Before we get started on that, Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I'm not going to participate in this one or the next one, so.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see that your pay is docked accordingly.
Sure it will be.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial landscaping material sales and storage facility be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.65 acres more or less. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 0.3 miles southwest of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 32402 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 192. Staff did receive comments from the Utility Planning Division of the Engineering Department, and we also received comments from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. The applicant did submit a site plan and an exhibit booklet, and along with the items to be submitted to the record, staff would note there was a staff analysis providing background on zoning and land use in the area. Thank you.
We thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application of Stokely Materials. With me is the general manager, Mr. Bob Stickles, who is here to answer any questions you may have as well. To kind of bring everybody up, the folks that haven't been here or the three that weren't here back in July of 2015 to hear the first application, I'll kind of give a quick briefing. We presented this application as a conditional use for a commercial landscaping material storage and sales on a parcel of land. On these three parcels of land here. The subject of tonight's conditional use will be this parcel, but parcel 194. At that hearing, during the recommendation of approval to County Council for the conditional use, there were 10 conditions that were recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission at that time. In September of 2015, the County Council recommended approval of the conditional use for these properties and added one additional condition, and those conditions are in tab 3 of the booklet that was submitted and is part of the record, and those are the conditions that we are still holding to as part of this application. Once those approvals occurred, Mr. Adams went to go to settlement on the three parcels to purchase the land. At that time, title searches were done, and at the same time, we were also looking at this piece of property, which borders on Stingy Lane, which is located right here. We are also on the east side of where the Delmarva Power substation is on U.S. Route 9. During that time, doing the extensive research to be able to finalize the boundary surveys, it was discovered that it was discovered that the parcel, actually, with some markers that we found out in the field, some existing features that were found out in the field, that the parcel did not run as you see as it was proposed like this. Instead, it went off into a triangle shape. That was discovered. Mr. Adams purchased the property. We designed the plans. We received all the approvals from all the agencies. Those are actually back in tab 8, all the agency approvals are there. And then we came back for final site plan approval before the commission here on property, excluding this piece of property, a small portion of this, which excluded this small triangle right here. That was excluded out of the final site plan approval before. And what that does, that equates to about 0.12 acres of the land. So what happened here is During the application that was submitted, parcel 194 in the back was approximately about 0.63 acres. The acreage actually came out to be about 0.61 acres. So there's about a 2/100 of an acre difference, less than what was actually proposed. That small section, which is 0.12 acres, was left out of the final site plan and what was recorded. So we're here before you with this extension of the conditional use to actually have this small portion of the land brought back into the project. I've submitted drawings that show how that will be incorporated into the design of the site, meeting all the conditions that were set by both the Planning Commission and the County Council. The additional condition that was set by the County Council on this project was that we, and I've also submitted the landscaping plan for the record, was that we needed to supply a landscaping along these sides of the property. That's in the plans. Those are in the exhibits. The one last thing that was a change from when we first presented this application is if you recall, there was a two-story existing dwelling located right here in this area that we had made application that we were going to leave that and use it for the office. Well, during once the approvals were had, starting to take a look at that house, it was not feasible to be able to even try to rebuild it or rehab that house. So it was taken down, and then on August of 2016, we went before the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, asked for a special use exception for a mobile type trailer to be used for the office for this facility. So that is what is shown on the plan, on the final site plan up front. So I just wanted to put that in the record that we did receive that approval from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment. As I stated, the conditions are the same. We're not asking for any alterations to the conditions, and that's it. That's all.
All right, sir. We thank you. Let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. Okay. And we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Wells?
I understand the application. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Wallace? Mr. Brandon Wee.
None, thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
How do you?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, I'm good, too. So we're going to ask you to take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2067, Stokely Material LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2067? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. All right, then. Our next public hearing is change of zone.